KPBS On Demand is supported by Paint Care, offering households and businesses in California more than 800 leftover paint drop-off sites for recycling. Quantities of 100-plus gallons of paint may qualify for a large volume pickup. Learn more at paintcare.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. Does Congressman Daryl Issa have plans to run for a House seat in Texas? More on that next, but first, the headlines. Starting on February 1st, it will cost you to fly without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification. This includes a passport card, military IDs, permanent residence cards, or photo IDs from federally recognized tribal nations. TSA says any identification outside of that will cost travelers 18 and older an additional fee of $45. The fee will go towards using an alternative identity verification system, which TSA calls their Confirm ID system. CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Carrie Thompson is calling it a career after 31 years of service. She retires as the longest-serving female firefighter in CAL FIRE history. And according to a CAL FIRE official, Thompson was the most senior-ranking female in San Diego County. CAL FIRE thanked Thompson in an Instagram post, saying she didn't just break barriers, she held the door open for countless women who followed. Marigold Bagels prides themselves on bringing New York-style bagels to us here in San Diego. The owner started out with a booth at the Mission Valley Farmers Market. From there, they went viral and business took off. The exposure resulted in a soon-to-be-open storefront in North Park. The grand opening is this Saturday. It starts at 7 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. or until they're sold out. If you'd like to check out the backstory on Marigold Bagels, go to the Arts and Culture section at kpbs.org. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.
San Diego's only Republican representative in Congress may be leaving California. That's according to new reporting from Punchbowl News. Reporter Tammy Merga says Representative Daryl Issa is considering running for a House seat in Texas.
Last month, California voters approved a redistricting plan to make the state's congressional map more favorable for Democrats. Proposition 50 leaves Republican Representative Daryl Issa vulnerable to losing his 48th district seat. 11 Democrats are already vying to replace him. A day after the election, Issa said in a statement that he was not quitting on California. But Punchbowl News reports he is now eyeing Texas' 32nd district. A spokesperson for the congressman declined to say if Issa is considering moving, but in a text message said to stay tuned. The 48th district includes Lakeside, where Nancy Tay lives. She supports the congressman's leaving. She believes
it's time to have a congressman here that represents and can uphold the population that this part of his district.
Issa has served in Congress for more than two decades in various districts. Voters elected him to represent the 40th district in 2020. Tammy Merga, KPBS News.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and the Trump administration are doing damage control. Reports say Hegseth ordered the killing of two survivors of a September boat strike, possibly a war crime. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says there are questions about the legality of the strikes to begin with.
Last week, the Washington Post reported and NPR confirmed Hegseth ordered the killing of survivors of a September 2nd strike on a boat, an act some experts say would be a war crime.
Shipwrecked survivors are deemed to be out of combat, generally.
San Diego attorney Edward O'Brien spent 27 years in the Navy as a judge advocate general, advising commanders on rules of engagement and teaching the law of armed conflict at the Naval War College. He says the government would need to prove survivors were still engaged in hostilities to justify further attacks.
Under these circumstances, if they were in fact clinging to a raft or to wreckage, it's hard to see how they posed any threat.
Hegseth says he didn't see the second strike on the survivors, but that he does support the decision of the Navy admiral in charge of the operation. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are calling for hearings into the strikes. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
We'll have more tomorrow from a local lawmaker about what Congress hopes to learn from its probe. December marks the start of the flu and COVID season, and this year experts are worried about vaccination rates. Only about 1 in 5 San Diego County residents have received their flu shot so far, and even fewer have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Midday Edition host Jade Heineman spoke to infectious disease doctor Pia Panaraj at Rady Children's Hospital for more.
So why do you think so many people are behind on their flu and COVID vaccines this season?
Well, you know, I think that people sometimes just get tired of hearing about vaccines, especially after the COVID pandemic. We seem to be seeing a downtrend in folks getting their both COVID and flu vaccines over the years. Now we have to remind people, hey, it's time to go get those vaccines right before the respiratory season starts.
Well, let's talk a bit more about these vaccines. I mean, how do they work to protect us from flu and COVID?
Well, they train our body to recognize the flu and COVID virus. So the vaccine itself doesn't contain the whole virus, but it contains parts of it just to teach our body how to respond. So that way, when we actually see flu or see COVID, whether we get it from our neighbor or friend, our bodies actually know what to do, how to fight it off.
Do you have a sense of how the rates are in San Diego right now at this moment? Obviously not that high since it's still making its way over here. But what do we know about the cases so far? Are they on the upswing?
Not quite yet in San Diego. They're definitely on the upswing on the eastern part of the United States. And then it takes usually about 2 to 3 weeks before it arrives in San Diego. So the vaccine takes about 2 weeks for somebody to make the immunity, you know, to learn from the vaccine that's being given on how to fight off the flu. So if people go get the vaccine right now, they still have time before flu hits San Diego.
You know, last year was one of the deadliest flu seasons for children in San Diego. Should we brace for similar trends this year?
Yeah, that's correct. Last year was a tough year for San Diego. We had 7 deaths here, and a lot of those, many of those were actually otherwise healthy teenagers. And unfortunately, most of the deaths that occurred in San Diego County, both in children and in adults, were in unvaccinated folks. So we're worried this year as well, just coming off of a severe season, that we might see another severe season. And with vaccination rates down in the community, it's going to be much easier for the flu to spread from person to person.
Hmm. Given that that's the case, when should parents consider taking their kids to a hospital if flu symptoms take a turn for the worse?
That's a great question. So flu starts with cough, fever, you know, runny nose, achiness, and some of that can be managed at home. If the child or adult has any kind of underlying disease, and they should see their physician, because there is a treatment that has some benefit if it's started early in the course of symptoms. But then if the fevers persist, the child doesn't want to eat or drink, that is definitely the time to go see the doctor.
Something else I think about is, you know, there's been a lot of concern about data and transparency coming from the CDC. Has that made it challenging to track viruses like the flu and COVID at all?
It has made it challenging. The updates are coming a little bit slower, maybe, you know, week or 2 weeks behind, it seems. So it makes it a little bit harder to track. So, you know, we are bracing ourselves for what could definitely be a very severe season. We're ready in the hospitals to take care of the patients that come in. But the best thing that people can do for themselves really is to go get vaccinated. As I said before, it might not protect people from actually getting the flu or COVID, but it definitely helps to protect against hospitalizations and all of those severe complications.
That was infectious disease specialist Pia Panaraj speaking with Midday Edition host Jade Heidman. Holiday toy drives for San Diego families in need are in full swing. Reporter Jacob Ayer says Logan Heights CDC's Toys for Kids drive is short on donations with just days to go.
The mound of colorful toys is still growing this week at Logan Heights Community Development Corporation.
It's something for everyone. There's games, there's books, there's little balls.
Monty Jones is the organization's CEO. He says they're not getting as many donations this year. That means they have to limit the number of kids who will get gifts.
It's tough out there in the economy, and so we recognize that not everyone will be able to give like they did last year.
Jones says their greatest need for toys is for kids between 2 and 14 years old. People can donate through Thursday at their office or online. The toys will be distributed Friday at the annual Light Up Logan holiday event. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.